This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Secretary of State John Kerry is making the rounds in Asia today and over the weekend. He's trying to make sure Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans know what's what. It's been a curious week over there with threats and missile warnings and ominous predictions. Across the region, though, North Korea's neighbors are mostly blasé. The BBC's Celia Hatton in Beijing starts us off.
Chinese diplomats have their hands full dealing with rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. But so far, business people in China are carrying on as normal. A quick call to the customs office in Dandong, the Chinese city that lies on the North Korean border, confirms that except for the suspension of Chinese tourist visits to North Korea, trade there hasn't been affected. Chinese businessmen were even invited to Pyongyang this week to celebrate the birthday of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung. Some believe Chinese leaders have already decided North Korea is becoming a strategic liability, and they're predicting a change to China's North Korea policy. But others are pressuring Beijing to maintain the status quo with Pyongyang. North Korea accounts for just 1% of Chinese trade. That's a drop in the bucket for China. But it's a lifeline for those living in China's poor northeastern provinces along the North Korean border. Those people hope that Chinese leaders will continue to support the Kim regime.
I'm the BBC's Martin Patience in Tokyo, and the government here is taking no chances. Patriot missiles with orders to shoot down any North Korean missile heading towards Japan have been stationed at three locations around the capital. Out at sea, Japanese warships have been equipped with missile defense equipment. But generally speaking, the mood in Tokyo is relaxed. There's certainly no sense of panic. Japan has been here before, and most do not believe that Japan or US bases in the country will be targeted. But North Korea's an unpredictable regime, and nobody's sure what it will do next. As for the economy, well, there's been no jitters so far, but that, of course, could change if tensions were to escalate further. But for now, most here believe that this crisis will blow over, as it's done so in the past. But the batteries of Patriot missiles stationed around Tokyo stand as a reminder of North Korea's threats.
I'm the BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul, and so far, as in previous crises on the peninsula, there is no sign of panic here south of the border. This city is as busy and bustling as ever. People are going to work, cafes, bars and restaurants are full. Nor has there been much impact on the stock exchange, which, it is long said, has priced in the threat from North Korea long ago. That threat is seen as minimal because, the reasoning goes, North Korea has no interest in starting a war it knows it would lose, and lose quickly. Certainly there's a sense of watchfulness from the South Korean government, and perhaps an added frisson of uncertainty given that North Korea now has a young, inexperienced leader at the helm, an unknown quantity. But as one commentator pondering the recent international news coverage put it, the level of alarm grows greater the further from Korea you get.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul, South Korea for us today.